Today is Thursday the 13th of February, in the fifth week of Ordinary Time.
I need the every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need
Psalter the Sound sings, I need thee every hour. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Mark.
From there, Jesus set out and went away to the region of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know he was there. Yet he could not escape notice. But a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit immediately heard about him, and she came and bowed down at his feet. Now the woman was a Gentile of Syrophoenician origin. She begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. He said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." But she answered him, "Sir, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." Then he said to her, "For saying that, you may go. The demon has left your daughter." So she went home, found the child lying on the bed, and the demon gone.
This passage from Mark's Gospel offers a profound encounter which challenges the sense of exclusion and offers a new vision of faith and grace. Jesus is seeking rest. The woman is seeking healing. She is desperate and determined. What emotions fill the air? Where are your empathies drawn at this time? Let the children be fed first. For it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. What is your response to this statement? The woman continues with persistence, humility, and courage. How does her response strike you? Perhaps the woman's boldness challenges your own depth of faith. For this statement, you may go your way. The demon has left your daughter. Imagine the relief and joy she feels. How do you respond as Jesus affirms her? As you listen to the passage again, consider your experience of or feelings about exclusion. Do you believe in the generosity of God's mercy that can be called upon to transform lives?
From there, Jesus set out and went away to the region of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know he was there. Yet he could not escape notice. But a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit immediately heard about him, and she came and bowed down at his feet. Now the woman was a Gentile of Syrophoenician origin. She begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. He said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." But she answered him, "Sir, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." Then he said to her, "For saying that, you may go. The demon has left your daughter." So she went home, found the child lying on the bed, and the demon gone.
Take a moment to speak with Jesus, taking strength from the faith and persistence of the Syrophoenician woman, knowing that he listens to our heart's desire. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen.